The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Somebody can continuously be riding the carpet. You guys, my footsteps. The steps of a good man are honored by the Lord. Truth forever. which what executed judgment for the oppressed, which given food to the hungry. The Lord what? Loose the prisoners. The Lord opened the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the stranger, relieveth the what? Fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Even thou God, O Zion, unto all generations. Then he ends by saying what?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Father, we say thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your song service. Thank you for your prayer service. Father, thank you for allowing us to gather again here one more time. You didn't have to bring us here this morning. You could have left us in our bed sleep, but you saw fit this morning to tell us that was a brand new day. And because you have done this and have given us the opportunity, we come and just shout your praise. In the name of Jesus, the believers can say amen.
Amen.
Let's just talk a little bit here this morning. He's worthy. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
He's
worthy. Yeah. He's worthy. He's worthy. When you look around and see your family, you can say he's worthy. Your children, your grandchildren, the little kids playing in the streets, riding their bicycles, listening at the birds as they sing in the trees and feel the warm ray of the sun, you can say, God, your word. Because I can feel the sun, I can see the children, I can have the laughter in my heart. That means that you are playing like a violin. Melodies of love within my soul. And it's good when you can just love the Lord. With all your heart, and with all your mind, with all your understanding. It's just good when you can just love the Lord. Not because he did anything for you, but because you know who he already is. It's just good to be able to just wake up and just fall in love with him all over again. It's like a love relationship where you just can't get enough of him. Because the more you get, the more you want. The more I'm able to caress him, the more I want to look. I just love the Lord. Whether he show up for me or not, I just love the Lord. Whether he work it out or not, I just love the Lord. David. This song. This people, Israel, had been in bondage. The Babylonians had gone into the hills, took away their best minds, raped and molested their women and their children, went into their church and took out the communion table, went into the synagogues and pulled out all the righteous ritualistic things that they held dear to them in Zion. They lived a comfortable life, but they did laggards. They backslid and forgot about that one true God who had brought them through many ups and downs, who had crossed them over their Red Sea, and who had delivered them and fed them in desert places.
the God who healed them when they were sick, the God who put food on their table, they backslid.
Yes, yeah, right.
And sometimes God has to shake us up,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
To get our attention. Yes, he'll shake the preacher man up to get his attention. He'll shake the church up to get their attention. And sometimes God has to shake us up.
Yes, yes.
He will shake up the ground.
You can believe that.
In order to let you know who he is.
Yes. All right.
But irregardless of what is going on in your life, if you haven't had some bad times,
right.
You don't know how good God really is. If you haven't had some bad times, you really don't know how good God really is. If the refrigerator have never been empty, if you've never gone through divorce and been bankrupt, you really don't know how good God really is.
Yes, sir.
If you haven't been in and out of the hospital, you really don't know how good God has really been. If you haven't had some ups and downs, you really don't know. Give me somebody here with a happy look and a down. Give me someone in here who has gone through something. Give me someone in here who has a smile on their face, but their heart is bleeding on the inside. Give me somebody in the house who don't mind testifying. I've been there. And I'm in here to talk about it and tell the Lord, pray for you. Well, who knows something about hard
time?
Give me a hard time woman in the house. Give me a hard time man in the house. You don't have to have the big beautiful comfortable bed, but then give me a bed. Give me somebody in the house who knows. Wouldn't it like to have the utilities clicked off? And God come back and click them off. I have some help in the house. Yeah. Somebody in the house got to know that God is worthy.
Yes,
worthy. Watch closer. Let me try to get you to understand this thing. Let me work with you, brother. There's something that's called enter. And then there's an external.
Yeah.
And then there's an eternal.
Yeah.
Watch close.
Come on.
But before we go to the internal, somebody in the house got to know that God changes the atmosphere. And just like I told you the other Sunday, not only does he change the atmosphere, but now he puts you in the place where you have climate control.
Yes.
Y'all remember that?
Yes.
You know the old car, it used to have hot and cold.
Right.
Then they come out with climate control.
Yes.
So now you control the air in the cabin,
yes,
like you're flying in your airplane.
Yes.
And that what's going on the outside,
yes,
won't affect what's going on the, because you have climate control. Because God changes the atmosphere. And because he's able to change the atmosphere, then he gives you the ability to cheer for him, because he can